Blog Talk Radio.
Family out to Talladega Super Speedway for the Kid VIP experience. Kids 12 and under can choose from a number of great options behind the scenes, like guided garage tours, pre-race photo ops, and more. This is more than a race. This is Talladega.
This is power. This is tradition. This is Talladega. The biggest party in NASCAR returns April 27th through 29th.
Good evening from Talladega, Alabama. You're in the pit stop. I'm Tim Despain, alongside of SpeedwayDigest.com's Mr. Stephen Wilson, right outside of Richmond International Raceway. Stephen, how you doing tonight, son?
I'm doing pretty good, all things considering. I guess we had a lazy weekend and lots of racing yesterday.
Yeah, we did, Stephen. And unfortunately, I know you and I both had to work, but I got home in time to watch the end of it there. And we're going to talk a little bit about that later. But let's go ahead and bring Let's go ahead and bring on Reverend Stevens. Reverend had he had a little minor deal he had to go through, and I want to check and make sure that he's okay. But let's bring Reverend Joe in the pit stop. See him explain to Stephen Wilson. Reverend, how you doing tonight, brother?
Well, I'm alive. They tried to beat me up, but it didn't work.
Well, you know, Reverend Joe, you ain't going to go till the good Lord pulls your number anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that doctors can't inflict all the pain they can get away with.
That's right. You don't want nobody helping it on, correct?
Yeah, exactly. It was they kind of abused me pretty bad, but they told me I'm getting better, so we'll see. But the West Coast swing was real interesting. We had a real good time, met a lot of great people, made some new connections, and we're looking to do a lot more this year. Looks like we're going to go to Sonoma in a couple of months, and then we're going to be going off to Michigan also. So that's on the tour so far. If we can collect enough funds, maybe we'll even make a swing through Talladega. You never know.
That's what I was getting ready to say. You and Miss Betty come on down. I know Stephen and Anne Marie, they're coming this fall for the race here at Dave, but we would love to have y'all. Y'all can come stay with us 1 year and go to Dave.
We know there's a lot of weird people in that Talladega area though.
Well, you know how these southern folks are, Reverend. It ain't near as bad as it used to be out there like it was back in the 80s. It's more of a family friendly deal now, but I understand what you're saying, and you know exactly what used to go on here.
There's that strange character that likes to climb telephone poles, and then that little wife of his who likes to take people's fees for their cars to so they can drive. Yeah, so there's some strange people there.
Yeah, you got that right. And coming up here shortly, we've got a public relations director from Talladega Super Speedway, Mr. Russell Brown, is going to be joining us. I know he's got a lot of breaking news and everything to talk about. Got some sponsorship deal come down for this fall for qualifying and for this spring. Excuse me. Yeah. But Reverend Joe, I'm glad to hear you're doing better, but let's go ahead and thank the good Lord for everything that we have and we continue to receive, brother.
Lord, we come before you today. We thank you so much for all you have done for us. That before we even knew we existed, you knew us and you did for us. We thank you so much for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to earth and lived a life here just as we do, but he did it sinlessly and then died for our sins so we wouldn't have to pay that horrible price. We thank you for that. We thank you for the safe racing so far this year. We ask you to be with all of us, especially be with all of our soldiers all over the world, with the people in charge of our government and military, to keep things heading in the right direction. And we thank you for all you do. We thank you in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen, Reverend Joe. And let everybody know where they can follow you out on social media, your website, the next tracks that you're coming to, and where people can actually send money to sort of help you get your ministry going out there.
Well, our website is ontrackwithjesus.org, and there's a spot right on there where they can donate. There's also a spot on there where they can go through there. It's called Good Shop, and they can click on that site, and anything that they buy, which is all the normal places you shop on the internet, will kick us back anywhere from 0.5% to 1%, which can add up. You can also call me at 951-232-7630, and my email address is ontrackwithjesus@aol.com. And also, just give us a call anytime. Whatever your needs are, we'll do all we can to help.
Amen, Reverend. Tell Miss Betty we said hello, and it's Easter weekend. The staff here, we hadn't run it by you yet, but if it's okay with you, Steeler and I and Suzanne, we talked about taking next Tuesday off since it's Easter weekend. And there's no racing, so we're going to have a week off if that's okay with you.
That sounds good. I think the Lord would appreciate that. But let's all remember him all the way through and what he did
for us. Yes, sir.
We'll
Amen,
talk
Reverend.
In 2 weeks.
Yes, sir. Tell Miss Betty we said hello, brother.
We'll do that. Tell Stephen I said hello, and God bless you guys.
God bless you too, Reverend. See you, bud.
All right.
Reverend Joe there, Stephen. He always does an awesome job with the prayer and stuff. And I still got to find, I got to get the studio fixed back up with Donna, with the national anthem from here at Talladega Super Speedway. But the number to call in is 215-383-3681. I'm Tim in Spain, just south of the Talladega Super Speedway, alongside SpeedwayDigest.com's Mr. Stephen Wilson, which is in the Commonwealth of Virginia, right outside of Richmond International Raceway. Stephen, we got a few minutes before we got Russell Brennan from Talladega Super Speedway coming on. I want to tell you, that Clint Bowyer, when he won that race yesterday, I mean, I thought he was going to have a come apart. He was just beside himself, Stephen. I mean, and that goes to show you where he had been in his career in the sport, and then having to go where he did, and then come back, and Tony Stewart give him a shot there at Stewart Haas Racing. Clint's one of them guys, he has not forgot where he come from, has he, brother?
No, I mean, he hasn't at all. I mean, he's still just a local short track dirt racing boy out of Kansas that, you know, still, you know, the emotions and everything that he goes through and winning a race, it had been 190 races since he had done so. That stretched all the way back to Charlotte in 2010. So, I mean, you know, that's a long stretch out there. You know, Clint is, again, he's another one that's in his 40s. And, you know, these guys are going out there and they're running against these, you know, 20-year-old kids, 19-year-old kids. And, you know, they're able to still put on a show and put on a clinic. And it really shows that, you know, people that team, not only, you know, we've seen what Kevin Harvick has done in 2018 so far through the first six races or so, three wins already for him, but, you know, Stewart Haas Racing as a whole is you know, getting better over time, and it's showing that the number 10 car going into this weekend had finished, I saw a stat that, you know, they had not finished lower than 13th with Eric Almirola in that number 10 car. And through the first six races of 2017 with that car, it finished no better than 27th. So, you know, there's a lot of upswing over there with that. Kurt Busch is, you know, doing fairly well on his own. Clint Bowyer has now locked himself into the chase later on this year. Eric Almirola and Kurt Busch at this point, you know, they're still pretty steady in the points, and they could potentially make it in there on their own, even without a win. And I think they're healthy enough, and we've got enough spots throughout the rest of the year that either one of them could either win or just lock themselves into points. So I think all around, for everybody over at Stewart Haas Racing, they're really doing better as a group, as a team. You know, their last year, they had moved over to Ford very late, and, you know, they had to get a lot of things together and very quickly, but they've learned over the 2017 season, and it's really showing in 2018 already with what they're doing. They seem to be the dominant factor already this year.
And you and I, Stephen, being part of the NASCAR media group, you know, we get access to stuff that, you know, just all kind of stuff. But we don't talk much about pictures. But there was a gentleman with Getty Images that captured a picture yesterday. And I want to bring this up, because it's probably going to be an iconic picture that's going to hang around in our sport for a long time to come, with Cash running down the front stretch and Clint running to him. That was just something. And, you know, Clint took him to the media center, and they were talking and everything. And it's just something about that picture, Stephen. I don't know if you actually seen it, but that picture is probably going to stick in the back of my head for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I did actually see that picture. And, you know, they captured just a bit of that on TV of its own. But the picture is, you know, I think it's quintessential NASCAR, and the way that families are now involved into this, where this is just a family sport that everybody can go out there and be a part of this, you know, whether on the track or off the track. And, you know, even Clint, when, you know, he finished his obligations in victory lane, even went into the stands and celebrated with the fans out there. So it just is just one of those things that, you know, all around the excitement around the win there at Martinsville and the accessibility to drivers and, you know, the families being involved, I think it's just something where we've become in the sport that, you know, this is becoming more and more, you know, normal. You know, we've always had families in Victory Lane. We've always had kids in Victory Lane, but we've not had the media to expose it like they do today. And I think it's just really just an aspect of the sport that, you know, we've built a part of that everybody wants to be, at least on that part, can seem to agree that, you know, we are a family sport and, you know, we can celebrate with the best and the good and the bad and everything that goes on and still, you know, be a family at the end of the day in the sport.
And also, Stephen, you brought up a good point. I want to add a little bit to your statement you brought up about Clint being up in his 40s, you know, and all these young kids coming around now. And I watched the media center interview yesterday with Clint when he had Cash in there with him. And Clint really, he made some statements about, you know, he said, I was wondering, am I going to ever get in Victory Lane? I want Cash to be able to see what Victory Lane is or what it's about. And that was really bothering him. You could tell the way he talked in the media center yesterday at Martinsville Speedway. But a big shout out to Clint. And I know Cash was tickled to death because you can see him running down the track like we talked about that photo. But that does put the number 14 Stuart Haas forward, Clint Bowyer, into the chase. So, Clint, you can just tell by the way he acted. But, Steve, let's go ahead and bring on our guest for the night, Public Relations Director at Talladega Super Speedway, my good friend, Mr. Russell Brennan. Let's bring Russell in with a bang.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Good evening, Mr. PR guy from Talladega Super Speedway, Russell Brennan. How you doing, bud?
Doing great, Tim. How about yourself this evening?
Doing awesome. Doing awesome. Except for other than you probably can tell I sound a little bit congested. This daggum pollen, Russell, it's got me going. You know how it is down here in Talladega in the south. Whenever that pollen starts falling, it messes with your head and everything else.
Well, it does, but and I hate to hear that, but I've sort of been going through it myself, and I think a lot of other folks have too, but hopefully you can get over here pretty quick.
I'm pretty sure I can, Russell, and I know y'all can too. And I want to bring up, you know, I know your time is limited, but I got a few questions before handing you over to Steve. I want to bring up, you and your team announced today, y'all sent the press release out about FR8 Auctions is going to join y'all for the qualifying session at Talladega this April. Can you talk a little bit about what FR Auctions is and how that deal come about, Russell, and how it's really going to help Talladega Super Speedway and the fans also?
Yeah, well, it's actually it's Freight Auctions, which is based over in Atlanta, and we're very thrilled to have them join us. And of course, it will be for our Cup Series qualifying on Saturday, the 28th of April. So we're excited about having them, and it's really a cool company. They're based again out of Atlanta, and basically it's auctions where they're selling a lot of different things that may have been something that some people maybe they don't want, like in the automotive industry. But it's really a niche with local truckers selling unwanted goods, and they've been able to find this place in the marketplace that, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that are trying to buy a lot of different products, multitudes of products at a very, very inexpensive price. And so we're extremely happy to be associated with them. And, you know, Freight Auctions qualifying is going to be again on Saturday. And it's always something to see at Talladega, to see who's going to be able to get up there and get those high speeds. you know, yourself, starting up front at Talladega is very, very key. If you start up front, you can stay up front. You can miss any of the big one accidents, and you don't really have to worry about other drivers and what they're doing. So qualifying is always a key to try to get up front and stay up front at Talladega. So, again, we're extremely happy to have Freight Auctions with Freight Auctions qualifying on Saturday. We're also extremely happy to announce a couple weeks ago the 1,000bubs.com 500 in the fall. So they'll be the entitlement sponsor for our fall Premier Series race and the Cup Series. So a lot of good things going on. You know, we're extremely happy that we've got all three of our partners back in the spring for the ARCA race. It's the General Tire 200, the Sparks Energy 300 for the Xfinity Series, and then, of course, for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, we'll have the Geico 500. So from a racetrack standpoint, it's always good to be able to have the partners already lined up. We've got everything lined up for the spring with the addition of Freight Auctions. And then for the fall, we didn't have an entitlement sponsor last fall for the playoff event, but we're so thrilled to say that 1000bubs.com, they've come on board for that. So everything is looking extremely well for everyone here at Talladega.
That sounds good, Russell. And if you can you talk a little bit about if you have a ticket, like a premium seating upgrade options that you have, you know, like far as the Paddock Club? I know you sent that press release out to Stephen and I and all the media. If you would sort of if you don't mind, Russell, let everybody know exactly how can you upgrade a ticket to that Paddock Club, and, you know, like the kids pre-race stuff and all. Y'all do a lot for the kids, a lot for the fans, and also a lot for the service, man. Can you just talk a little bit about that, Russell?
Yeah, Talladega, we've pretty well got something for everybody. We have some great, incredible pricing for our military, for our first responders, for our teachers. That's something that's new this year from a teacher appreciation standpoint. A lot of different upgrades to give you more accessibility down inside, down on pit row. We sell pre-race pit passes, pre-race pit upgrades. We have premium box seats. We have seating and enclosed suites as well. You mentioned the Paddock Club, which is right behind pit road. As you come off of pit road, you can see all the pit stops from a very, very up close bird's eye view. You know, it's just really what each person likes. You know, there are a lot of row of one of our tower grandstands where they can see everything, and they'll have their binoculars and they can just take in the whole race and see everything that's around that 2.66 mile venue. So, it's really just the choice of the fan of exactly what they want. I think that we, more than any other racetrack, we have a lot to offer. And if you go on our website at www.talladegasuperspeedway.com, you can find out all kinds of different upgrades. You can look, that thing is so easy to maneuver. You can go on and you can pick out the seats that you want, whether it be in the grandstand, if you want the premium boxes, if you want the ticket upgrades with the VIP opportunities. We have our unrestricted opportunity where you can just pretty well have a pit pass and a garage pass all weekend long. Our Sunday VIP experience, we have Glenn Jarrett, noted son of Hall of Famer Ned Jarrett and the brother of Dale Jarrett. And Glenn does some stuff with MRN Radio, and we have him to lead tours on Sunday where he gets to take people around, and they all have headsets on. So it's really, you're the only person. If you have a headset, you're listening to Glenn, and no one else gets to hear that as well. You know, and from a family perspective, our folks, Hannah and Kylie and Carmen and the rest of our gang down in the consumer marketing department have done a really good job with our kids programming, where kids have the opportunities to do a host of things. They can be there at the red carpet entrance of the driver's meeting. They can go into Gatorade Victory Lane and have their picture taken. They can take garage tours. They can be at the end of the runway, basically, of the driver introductions, where all the drivers come by and they give the kids a fist pump, or they can take a hot lap around one of our Grand Marshal cars on Sunday morning. So there's so many things and so many opportunities for fans and families out there, all at very economical prices. And again, it all depends on exactly what you want, but man, we've got just so many things to offer fans. And again, Kylie's done a great job on our website to make it where it's easy to get in and around and see exactly what we've got to offer fans. So if you have a moment, go to TalladegaSuperspeedway.com and take a look.
Russell, that sounds good. And my final question before I throw you over to Stephen, I want to let you talk a little bit about the the Bone Frog that was at your facility this past weekend. It's sort of like a Navy SEAL type thing. I've never been, but a lot of my friends have been out there. Can you let everybody know exactly what the HESCO Bone Frog is and how did everything go this weekend there Saturday at Tato Super Speedway?
Well, we're able to open up the racetrack for something other than race cars. This was another style of race. Again, as you talked about, Navy SEALs actually created this. It's a huge obstacle course and run, and there were different categories where you could run 3 miles and then do a certain number of obstacles, and then you could run 6 miles, a certain number of obstacles, and then 9 miles or more and a certain number of obstacles. But it really showed, if you really want to test your ability to do a lot of things, this was a great opportunity to do that. And I guess it just more or less it lets people see Talladega Super Speedway in a new light. The majority of their obstacles were there on the inside of the racetrack. There were a couple that were on the outside, but it really allowed the opportunity for people to come in and really show what they've got just from a physical fitness standpoint and endurance. And we had about 1,000 folks that signed up for it. Of course, we had a lot of other family members that came out to support those folks as well. So it's just something that this is the second year that we've had it, and we've really gotten to know the folks at Bone Frog. And, again, this was all developed by Navy SEALs, and it's a great competition. We had some of our folks that work at the racetrack who participated. We had some of our White Flag Club volunteers to participate. Had a host of media folks out there as well from the Birmingham area and the Birmingham television stations. And I tell you, the most rewarding thing is it's sort of like a race. You know, when you get finished with a race, you've been able to finish it. You've been able to finish well. We saw a lot of that this weekend where a lot of people were very excited about it to know that you've got this big mountain to climb, this tremendously big task, and you're able to accomplish that. It was really something to see.
I bet it was, Russell. I'll have to come check it out next year. But, Russell, thank you very much for taking time to come on, and I'm going to throw you over to Stephen. Thank you very much for everything you do for NASCAR, everything you do for Talladega Super Speedway, and everything you do for us media. We really appreciate it. And if I don't see you before race weekend, I'll see you in Dega, brother.
Absolutely, Tim. Sounds great.
Thanks, Russell. Stephen.
Thanks for taking time to come on here tonight, Russell. First thing I really want to ask you is that we're leaving the shortest track on the circuit, Martinsville Speedway. And over the years, you know, the voices have continued to get louder for events such as short track racing. And, you know, your facility there in Talladega and, you know, Daytona are very equally popular when this subject comes up of, you know, what style of tracks should we be adding to the circuit. So from your perspective there at a facility that is fairly popular, what do you think that NASCAR should or could do with the schedule coming up, especially after this 5-year, I'm just going to call it the 5-year lock-in deal for the tracks are up?
Well, I think NASCAR looks every year to see exactly, you know, what the results were. You know, from us at Talladega, and again, that really Talladega is the facility that I worry about more than anything else. I know that we've been able to provide every year, every race, we've been able to provide incredible racing. We've been able to provide an incredible experience for families of all ages, whether you're a child, a teenager, you're in your 20s or 30s, or in your 40s, 50s, 60s. We feel like that we provide the best that there is in NASCAR. And again, our motto is, this is more than a race, this is Talladega. So from a Talladega standpoint, you know, we've been able to have two events at our facility since 1970. Of course, our racetrack opened in 1969. So we've been very fortunate that we've been able to continue that for so many years. We've had a lot of success. The racing there is second to none. So, again, I think NASCAR takes a look at all of that. You know, you take a look at what the competition is. You know, how good of a race is it? Listen, I'm a big fan. You know, I'm at this racetrack, which is the biggest in NASCAR, but I'm a big fan of just NASCAR in general. I've been a race fan my entire life.
grew up going to weekly racetracks, and Martinsville was one of those tracks that was within driving distance for me as a kid, and I always loved going up there. So, you know, I just think NASCAR has every year NASCAR has challenges, whether it be picking where to have races, where to have the markets for these events, the rules. I mean, there's a lot of different things that NASCAR has to take into consideration. You know, what do the teams need? What do the fans need? What do the tracks need? What do the sponsors need? What do the TV partners need? What do the media need? There's a lot of different buckets that NASCAR has to appease. And so, you know, it's a very big challenge that they have every year. I think that, again, you talked about the 5-year agreements with the sport. Of course, this year they're going out to Las Vegas twice because SMI decided to take one of their events away from New Hampshire, and they're going to move that event to you know, out west over in Vegas. So, again, I just think it's a huge undertaking and a huge challenge that NASCAR has every year. And again, I don't think that I would be the one that could give you an answer. I just know from a Talladega standpoint, I would put our venue up against any other venue out there from a competition standpoint and from an entertainment standpoint. And I certainly hope that we're going to stay in the game for two events for many, many years to come.
And you just spoke just a little bit on the entertainment value and, you know, what you guys do on every single weekend that you have a race twice a year down there in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Truck Series in the fall comes, you know, down, you know, for your Chase playoff race. Talk just a little bit about what goes into these events outside of what the normal spectator would typically see
right
on the weekend. When they know what, you know, takes part in the garage to get that set up, you know, the outside ready to go. But outside of all the obvious things, what are some of the things that you guys have to plan for, not only just days or weeks or maybe even years in advance, to make sure that each of these event weekends go off at the best, you know, value to the customer, which is the race fan coming there to the track?
Well, I think you hit on the head. NASCAR does a great job as far as the competition side of things. You know, it's sort of like the circus is coming to town, and they have to have all the I's dotted and T's crossed from a competitive standpoint. And I guess, again, the product that is out there on the racetrack, again, is second to none. So we're very appreciative for NASCAR and everything that they do in bringing everybody here from a competitive standpoint. We, on the other hand, I love to be able to tell our staff, you know, everyone we have that works at Talladega Super Speedway, that we have to be ready for when everyone comes in here, because we have to be ready because this race is going to be beamed all throughout the world by different media, different broadcast partners, et cetera, and we've got to be ready to go. From a fan standpoint, we want it when that fan, when they drive on our property, they have an incredible time. So there's a lot of different things that go into that. Just from a guest services standpoint, we've got to be ready. We've got to be ready with good parking. We've got to be ready with great signage. We've got to be ready with great communications, all on the social front, all on the digital front as well. But, again, we've got to make sure that AmeriCrown, which handles all of our food service opportunities, we've got to make sure that they're ready to go. You know, you can always have – you can have one big, beautiful basket of apples, and one rotten apple can destroy the entire basket. So there's a lot of different layers to the onion that we have here at Talladega, and we've got to make sure that everybody is working in conjunction with each other. There's a lot of prep and a lot of planning that goes on for a race. We talk about different things for the fans. You know, we do some things. We have a concert on Saturday night. We have our big one on the boulevard on Friday night. There's a lot of prep and planning that go involved in that. We had all the kids programming. We have a movie night now. So there's a lot of different things that get involved in that. We have to get drivers to help us with that, because I'm still old school, and I still believe that drivers help drive the sport. And these are still the heroes of a lot of people out there, still the heroes of kids. And we want to make sure that when everyone leaves here, they have a great experience. They got to see incredible racing. They got to have a great time. They got to get up close and personal with the heroes of our sport. Those are the guys that are wearing these uniforms. And I'm not just talking about the drivers. I'm talking about the pit crew guys, the owners, our partners. You know, when you look up and down pit road, it's just a rainbow of colors of different people that make these race teams go. And we're allowing now folks to be able to get up close and personal with all of those. So it's, you know, the list is long of what we have to do to get ready for an event. What a lot of people don't understand, they say, well, gosh, you only work 2 weekends out of the year. That's not quite true. There's a lot of prep and there's a lot of planning, because we want to make sure that when everyone comes here, they have a great time. And when they leave, they say, man, we want to go back to Talladega. It was incredible racing. And the staff there, they got it done. They were super, super nice. They were super efficient. They did anything and everything they could to make our experience the very, very best that it could be. And we're going to come back. And that's what we have to do as a racetrack. We have to create an event, a happening that people want to come back to every race. The racing is going to be incredible. That's just that's going to happen regardless. But we've got to be ready just from a track standpoint that we have everything set and ready to go. Again, you just never know if someone doesn't get to the right parking area, or if someone didn't get on a tram and they thought the tram was going to be at this certain destination and it didn't show up. Those types of little things, the attention to detail, is something I think that we at Talladega do a great job of, because, again, we want our fans to come back.
My last question for you is that something that you just talked about and something that you guys just started in the last handful or so years, is a big one on the Boulevard that each year has continued to grow and has really become an epicenter there in the campgrounds there on the infield. First and foremost, what is the thinking behind, you know, getting an event or starting an event like that? And then secondly, how do you guys each year continue to grow that and evolve it so that it has become, you know, as known, widely known as it is, in that epicenter of the infield on that Friday night?
Well, I was sitting on hold waiting for you guys early. I heard you talking about Clint Bowyer. And Clint Bowyer is a great friend to Talladega Super Speedway. I've known Clint for many, many years, and he's the same guy today that he was, you know, 15 years ago or 12 to 15 years ago whenever I first met him. The big one on the Boulevard is actually his brainchild. Whenever I came to Talladega more than 5 years ago, he called me and said, listen, I want to help you guys put on something that's really cool for the fans and really make people have the opportunity to have a great time. And so we just started talking about it, our staff at the racetrack and Clint, and we came up with the big one on the Boulevard. Of course, the key to that thing is making sure that everybody has a good time. That means the fans, and also means the drivers, because we've been able to get drivers to participate in it and to really to help that thing continue to grow. But it's all about having fun, and that's what being at a racetrack is all about. You know, there's so many people that come to Talladega and camp out. You know, it's a pilgrimage. It's family, a family reunion type atmosphere, where there are folks that have been coming to the racetrack for years, and they've met other people there, and they become friends. And this was just sort of icing on the cake to allow the drivers to be a part of this place and to oversee fan competitions. I mean, it is so cool to go out there and see fans just doing all these crazy, outlandish things in order to win a prize and in order to get up in close and personal with the drivers, to get their picture taken with them after they won a competition. So, we're very, very fortunate that we've hit on an incredible experience for the fans, because it just shows the drivers, they get on this rolling float, and they're throwing out beads and swag to all the fans as it goes up on Talladega Boulevard. And it just shows these drivers in another light. You know, it's those guys in a hat and a T-shirt and a pair of jeans and a pair of flip-flops and they're not in their driver's suit like you would normally see them. So it just shows you that they are people just like we are, and but they like to have a good time as well, and they like to interact with the fans. And this has been a great tool for us to be able to showcase what Talladega is all about. It's about fun. It's about having a good time. It's about being able to party and be who you want to be on any given weekend at Talladega. So, you know, you might be a banker, you might be a lawyer, you might be a doctor by trade, but when you come to Talladega, you can be who you want to be. And the big one on the boulevard is sort of showcase that, because these drivers, they get to be who they want to be and with the fans. And it's really drawn the fans and the drivers close together. And we're extremely happy about it. And again, I know all of us at Talladega are just ecstatic that Clint came to us years ago and wanted to help us get this program off the ground. And drivers now come to us and want to be a part of it. And that is really saying something today. And I'm just super thrilled that they want to do that and they want to be a part of it. And every race, we have to do something different. You know, I've got a staff that works with me, a lot of young people who come up with some unbelievably crazy ideas. And can we do this? Can we do that? And it's all about the fan competitions, and it's all about having fun. The media has wrapped their hands around it as well. So it's great having a lot of young people coming up with different ideas and opportunities for the fans. And it's just really drawn the fans and the drivers together. I tell you, you'll see this on Friday night, and then afterwards you'll see the drivers just walking up down the boulevard, interacting with the fans. You'll see it again on Saturday afternoon and Saturday night as well. So, it's again, it shows how Talladega is different than other venues. The drivers just have a huge comfort level when they come here, and they just walk up down the boulevard, and they're going to come and talk to anyone. They may ask someone for something to eat or a beverage. You never know. So it really shows the difference what Talladega is compared to other venues.
Any insight on what you guys have planned for the big one on the boulevard, or is that still kind of under wraps right now until everybody shows up?
Yeah, we've got a few different things. Of course, we'll have another eating contest that will involve a pork chop that will be tied to a person on a string, believe it or not. And, of course, we serve pork chops to the media on Friday. And they're very, very thick pork chops, probably about 2 inches thick. So that is probably the one that I think most people are looking at and want to see exactly how that's going to go down. But, listen, we've had so many different things there. We've had barbecue sauce wrestling. We've just had all kinds of things there. We're going to have a competition for the ladies this time in a Kool-Aid type, Gatorade type material, a solution of Gatorade, and it's really going to be fun. But it's the element of surprise, we have it every time. We may think that a certain competition is going to go down a certain way, but every time we start it, it completely changes. And again, it's all about how the fans who are participating, they want to do it. So, and of course, hearing the drivers up there with microphones calling all the action is always super fun as well. So, it's really something to see. And again, we were trying to come up with a name for it years ago. And it, you know, of course it was the big one on the boulevard. Of course, sometimes you have the big one out on the racetrack with the cars, but, the big one inside the track has become its own institution as well.
Russell, I appreciate you taking the time to come on here tonight. I'm sure that we've kept you a little bit past what, Tam had agreed, and you agreed to come on here and talk to us. But before we let you go, let everybody know how they can follow all the action on social media from Talladega and what you guys have as far as tickets ready to go, specials, and anything else that you want to let the fans know out there. And again, I appreciate you taking the time to come on tonight.
No, always a pleasure. And again, you can find us on all the digital sources. Again, our website is TalladegaSuperspeedway.com, and you can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, you name it. Kylie does a great job with all of that and gets responds to fans as much as she can. From a telephone standpoint, Our ticket agents are always ready to talk to you to let you know exactly what we have. 855-518-RACE. That's 855-518-RACE, and those last four digits are 7223. But, again, if you want to look at all the different opportunities that we have, just go on to TalladegaSuperspeedway.com. It's very, very easy to navigate. You can see all the different ticket opportunities that we have for all of our events. Again, we have the General Tire 200 for the ARCA Series on Friday. We have the Sparks Energy 300 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series on Saturday, and the Geico 500 on Sunday for the Monster Energy Cup Series. Again, this is April 27th through the 29th, and it will be here before you know it.
Russell, thanks a lot, and we'll be talking to you soon. Have a good night.
Well, let's see if Ricky Stenhouse can bring it home again. Let's see if he can win two in a row. You know, last year he became the 11th driver to win his first race at Talladega. So let's see if Ricky can back it up and go two straight.
Sounds like a deal.
All right.
Appreciate it, Russell. You have a great one.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, bud. Russell Branham there, President of the Race Director, Talladega Super Speedway. Yeah, we kept him on a little bit longer than what, but he don't care. Russell don't care. Russell loves to talk. He's just like me and you, Stephen. Just like Suzanne said, Tim, you could talk to a stop sign and say it says go. But, yeah, Russell did stay on a long time. He did stay on a long time, and I did not know that. I did not know that Clint Boyer come up with that idea of the big one on the book. As many years as I have known Russell Brannon, Stephen, he has never told me that was Clint Boyer's idea, the big one on the boulevard, in there with the drivers, the fans. I mean, I've never been, because, like I said, I've gotten older, and Russell keeps saying, TD, you need to go. I said, well, Russell, you know, time we come to the track and do all this, man, I'm ready to go eat and go my old ass and go to bed. But I have got to go. I've never been. I have been out to the boulevard back in the 80s, and I would rather not discuss what all I've seen there, but it's a lot different than now. So Lester, don't take that the wrong way. It is a family-oriented deal. Even the big one on the boulevard is a family-oriented deal, even though Russell mentioned something about some Gatorade wrestling or something like that. But the Clint Boyer deal, like I said again, I did not know that was one of his ideas. That's pretty neat, Clint trying to help Russell and his staff at Talladega Super Speedway out here. And, of course, you know, Clint, you can tell Clint loves to talk, just like you and I. He loves to party. We've talked to him at Richmond. I know both our wives, Suzanne and Anne-Marie, sit down with him and talk to him while me and you were working. But I mean, Clint, he's just a one of a kind. The good Lord broke the mold when they made Clint Boyer, Steve.
Yeah, he's a really funny guy. I mean, he's still down to earth. Russell's exactly right. You know, all these years racing in this, and he's still the same down to earth person that he was, you know, 10, 15, you know, years ago. Not a lot has changed with him at all. And, you know, he's just a fun person to be around.
Yeah, he is. See, when we're coming up here, top of the hour, like me always, I never have, which we don't have a race weekend. We don't have nothing coming up this weekend. So you're going to save your breath, and I'm going to let all of our listeners know next Tuesday night we're going to take off also in the observance as NASCAR does as far as Easter weekend. So we will come back the following Tuesday, which will be in April the 2nd, we will come back, and our lineup will be thrown out there, who we're going to have then. Got a couple irons in the fire. I don't want to throw nothing out until I actually hear back from everybody. But I want to mention something that Russell also talked about, too. The new website, www.TalladegaSuperspeedway.com. It's real fan-friendly now. I have just checked it out. They have revamped everything. If there's anything that you need to know, I mean, it's just like Steven's website, SpeedwayDigest.com. It's not nothing like my little poor redneck site here in Talladega, which I'm not dogging you, Steven, because you built it. But, I mean, yours and Talladega's, these are good websites. You can go to www.TalladegaSuperspeedway.com. You can you can book tickets. You can go, you can look and see where the seats are going to be. And just like Russell said, everything's coming together for another good year at Dega with 1000buff.com coming aboard. And the deal with that, that FR8 auctions qualifying day, this coming April, but, everything's going to be good. NASCAR's doing great this time. We had a snow deal, but Stephen, I can't think, if there's anything you want to throw out as far as any breaking news or anything. I can't think of nothing right off the bat. I think probably the biggest deal was, Clint Bowyer winning the STP, 500, Martinsville. But if you have any more news or anything you want to throw out there before we sign off, you go ahead, bud.
No, I think we're, we've covered pretty much everything. We're going into an off weekend. It's one of only two off weekends that the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series gets across the 38-week schedule. So I think it'll be a good time. Everybody gets to rest, recharge, get back at it. But it's a little bit early in the year at the same time, so we got a long ways to go throughout the rest of the spring and summer stretch.
Yes, sir, we do. And Stephen, I want to let you let everybody know where they can follow you on social media, your website, and thank you for everything you do for the sport, everything you do for Speedway Digest Radio Network, everything you do for the Pit Stop Radio LLC, and throw out there where everybody can follow you, bud.
You can follow us on Twitter at Speedway Digest, Facebook.com/Speedway Digest, and SpeedwayDigest.com. I think that's pretty much everything out there. Have a good weekend off.
You too, brother. Tell AM and the boys we said hello, and I want to give a big shout out. My good friend, Mr. Russell Brennan, public relations director there at Talladega Super Speedway. Him and his team and Grant Lynch put on an awesome show. Like he said, he threw the number out there. Y'all come down, check us out for check us out this spring race. You will not regret it. So we're going to sign off. We're going to be off next Tuesday night. And follow social media. We'll let you know who we got coming on. And again, I want to give you a big thanks from Tim to Spain and Speedway Digest Radio, Mr. Stephen Wilson. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
This is Talladega. The biggest party in NASCAR returns April 27th through 29th.